Welcome, I'm Hannah Baba, and this is Your Call. I'm sitting in for Rose Aguilar. For many people, going to get our nails done is a luxury. But have you ever thought, what is actually in that bottle of polish? What about the health of the person giving you the pedicure or the manicure? Today, we're discussing the Safe Cosmetics and Personal Products Act and a new documentary seeking to educate people on the realities of the salon world. The documentary Painted Nails shares the story of Van Nguyen, owner of New York Nails in the Mission District right here in San Francisco. Van's salon is packed with diverse customers each day who say they go there to feel pampered or feel like a queen. During this film, Van becomes pregnant. And she's already had two miscarriages in the past, one of which took place 15 weeks into the pregnancy. Documentarians Erica Jordan and Diane Griffin follow Van as she courageously becomes a representative of Bay Area salon workers, fighting for a safer work environment by advocating for the Safe Cosmetics and Personal Care Products Act. The current United States federal law on cosmetics allows the $50 billion industry to put unlimited amounts of chemicals into personal care products with no required testing, monitoring of health effects, or labeling requirements like food, for example. The documentary shows the deep emotional and cultural ties that many workers have to their jobs and to this industry. And salon owner Van wants to protect her unborn child, her family, her customers, and other Vietnamese and Asian immigrants who largely make up the nail care industry. So joining us today are the co-directors of Painted Nails, Erica Jordan and Diane Griffin. Erica is an award-winning independent filmmaker. She has received the Best Emerging Filmmaker Award at the Rivertown Film Festival, the honorable mention at the Slam Dance Film Festival, and gained international attention for opting to stream her debut feature film, Walls of Sand, over the internet. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you.
And Diane Griffin is a Bay Area filmmaker. She's produced and directed for various international organizations, including the UN. Diane also chairs the United Nations Association Film Festival, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And also with us is Janet Noodleman. She is the co-founder of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, which seeks to eliminate dangerous chemicals from personal care products. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics is a project of the Breast Cancer Fund, where Janet is the director of program and policy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And we want to hear from you, the listener, if you're familiar with any healthy nail salons, quote unquote, in your area, or just tell us about your experiences at your nail salons. And have you ever had, you know, you kind of go in and get the service done, but do you really talk to the person giving you that service? And when you do talk, is it kind of, oh, how are you? How are your children? My children are fine. And you're, you know, or is it deeper than that? Have you ever asked questions really about the work and these chemicals that they use on a daily basis? And what questions do you have about cosmetics? The cosmetics that we use every day, you put them on your lips, you put them in your eyes. Some of the most sensitive parts of our body. What is in them? And you might be surprised today. So you can give us a call at 866-798-TALK. If you have a question for any of our guests today or you have a comment, 866-798-8255, or drop us an email at feedback@yourcallradio.org, or post a web comment at yourcallradio.org. Many ways to get in touch. We want to hear from you. So, Erica and Diane, let's start off with the inspiration for this film. What brought this about initially?
Well, what happened for us is Erica and I had, you know, we're independent filmmakers, and we had wanted to work together on a project. So we were kind of talking about ideas, and you know, as you're driving through San Francisco, we have a lot of nail salons, as so does the rest of the Bay Area. So then we kind of thought, well, let's investigate this. You know, what is this about?
Yeah, we really did become on this path to really investigate nails, you know, and we went on the streets and asked people, why do they get their nails done? And we started asking women why it was so important to them and how did it make them feel? And then we started going into the salons and we really realized that the story was about these women and men on the other side of the manicure table. Mm. And really, who are they? And we had no idea, you know, mm-hmm. their story and what was going on. And as we got more and more into it.
And when was this, when you first started talking about this?
Maybe 3.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I just want to mention too, is I don't get, you know, manicures that much. But when I do, it's such a comforting feeling. You know, they're massaging your hands. You know, you're looking directly in their faces. You know, it's a really comforting, rewarding kind of treat that I give myself, and I know other women do also.
It's an intimate relationship, somebody holding your hand and taking care of you and making you feel beautiful. And then it took us a while to really realize that this is the story, these women. And we met Van, and she was just so open to telling her story and to talking to us. And we brought in Young Pham, who helped us translate and helped us bridge that cultural divide. And so we started.
So she was immediately up for this.
Oh, yeah. And, well, she herself was, you know, when she first immigrated from Vietnam, she thought, well, maybe I'll go into the manicure business myself. And her husband's like, oh, no, that's too toxic for you. And so then she, you know, she really wanted to speak out for these women.
We're talking about the translator.
Yeah.
Oh, the translator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how did it go from there? What next happened?
So we went in and she said, you know, I have nothing to hide, mm-hmm. Van, the main character, and I will tell you whatever you ask. Mm-hmm. And so, but we kept worrying about, can we really ask her about what she's dealing with, you know, as far as the toxins? Can we really go that far? But we just kept going to her salon and creating a relationship with her. And she really, you know, anything we did ask, she was pretty open. And we were surprised that she let us go in when she was having her baby and go into the doctor's office and let us into her life.
Yeah, and, you know, creating a trusting relationship like that, though, we took a lot of time. You know, we had a translator that came with us all the time. You know, we were in contact with her. So she, you know, she felt this trust from us, you know.
And was that translator also kind of the cultural ambassador,
yes,
sort of, or
was.
Like the liaison?
Yes. Yeah.
She became a producer, really, our co-producer, because we really could not have done it without her. Because Van really doesn't speak English, much
right.
English. And so that, you know, we always wanted to have Young with us to help us with that.
And when did people start getting their nails done at salons? I don't remember this in the 80s, for example. I don't remember there were nail salons.
Well, they attribute it to Tippi Hedren, right? That she brought, you know, kind of introduced women to the idea of, you know, maybe doing this as a job, the Vietnamese immigrants coming over.
And I think it became an affordable luxury with women coming from other countries. Mm-hmm. You know, here it's a lot of Vietnamese women. And so I think it opened it up to a lot of people being able to get their nails done, not just the, you know, upper income.
Yeah. Right. And throughout the film, we see Van's family spending long, long hours in the salon. She says she works from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on most days. A long time to be around these chemicals. Like I said earlier, we get in, we do it, we leave, but they are there all day.
Right.
So how much aware did you find that Van was of this risk?
Well, you know, Van and both she and her husband work in the salon together. And they
So her husband finally actually agreed and kind of went with it then.
Agreed.
Because you said at the beginning he did not want her to be in his field.
You were talking about
I was talking about the translator.
Oh, the translator. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they you know, her family works in the nail salon industry also in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So, no, she went right away into this industry, and then she and her husband started New York Nails, and they work 7 days a week, you know, 10 to 7, oftentimes later than that if they have a client come in later on. You know, then they're there in that salon. And, you know, she says in the film, you know, it's like a second home for them, right?
And I'm not so sure that she was that aware at the beginning. She knew that it, you know, that she had problems, skin problems and breathing, respiratory, and mm-hmm. she worried and she realized that there was some toxins in the nail products. But mm-hmm. simultaneously, as we were making this film, I think she also became aware with the whole movement that was happening in San Francisco to pass an ordinance for voluntarily saying that you're not using the toxic trio, which Janet will talk probably more
yes.
about with that. But I think it was very interesting that us making the film and the activism that was happening, you know, and I think it really began a lot in San Francisco, and it's spread, you know, to other cities now. And I think there's this is happening all over the
right.
country. But I think that she and us and all of us realized, you know, as this film was unfolding.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about what's in it, what's in the stuff, what's in the nail polish. Janet Noodleman, talk to us about the toxic trio. What is the toxic trio?
So the toxic trio refers to a trio of chemicals that tend to be found in nail polish. Dibutyl phthalate, toluene, and formaldehyde. And these three chemicals are really just the tip of the iceberg of the problem. There are over 10,000 chemicals used to formulate cosmetics and personal care products. Nail polish, nail products are among the most toxic of the beauty products in the industry today that women come in contact with. Hair dyes are the other worst of the worst products. But this trio of chemicals, all three are listed by Prop 65 as chemicals known to cause cancer or birth defects. So that's a, you know, just starting right there, that's clearly a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a little bit about the chemicals, what they're used for, and the other health effects associated with them. So dibutyl phthalate is it's a really interesting chemical. It's banned from children's toys in the United States. So it's used in children's toys to make, like, rubber duckies squishy, for example. But in nail polish, it's used to make the nail polish chip resistant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reproductive and developmental toxin, so it can cause harm to the unborn child. So it's especially problematic to pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
It's been banned in the European Union, but it continues to be used here in the U.S. Now, toluene is a solvent. It's an industrial chemical. It's used in top and base coats, and it is both a developmental and a reproductive toxicant. It causes memory loss in women because it's a neurotoxin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another chemical that harms the unborn child. So for pregnant women, pregnant salon workers, and of course, you know, as you've already mentioned, Van was pregnant throughout most of the film, and she had one child, and she lost two previous children to miscarriage. So she's
right.
a great example of the problem that pregnant salon workers face when they're giving people manicures and pedicures every day.
And these chemicals are across the board, and it doesn't matter what the brand is. It doesn't matter what the name of the you know, the company making it is. They're just in there.
Well, so this is where the story gets a little more complicated. So I'll tell you the third of the three. And
mm-hmm.
so the third chemical that makes up the toxic trio was formaldehyde. So the scientific evidence on formaldehyde is unquestionably solid. It is a known human carcinogen. No one argues with the science around formaldehyde. It is very, very toxic. It's also listed on Prop 65. It's restricted in the European Union. It's the chemical, of course, that embalmers use to embalm dead people,
mm.
right? So,
yeah.
So think about its presence mm-hmm. in nail polish. So these three chemicals, the toxic trio, have been in nail products for a very long time. In 2006, the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics launched a campaign against OPI nail polish, which is one of
the more popular ones.
Right. Yeah. And it's the one that we see. It has the crazy names like, you know, like Weekend in Malibu Red or, you know, or Breezy Blue, like, you know, really nutty names.
So one of the more pricey ones as well, just like, oh, if you want the good one, it's OPI.
It's OPI, exactly. So we launched a campaign against OPI and challenged them to remove dibutyl phthalate because the EU had already banned it. And we met with the CEO of OPI and he was like, no, we're not going to do that. You know, and we're like, well, why? You know, it's so harmful. There's so much science against it. It's banned in the EU. And he said, well, American customers don't care about the presence of toxic chemicals in their nail polish. And law doesn't tell us we have to remove it, so we're not going to.
So let's talk about that law then that does not ask them to remove these harsh chemicals. What is the law? What does it say right now?
So basically there is no law. There's a $71 billion cosmetics industry. The nail polish industry is about an $8.5 billion industry. So it's significant. Mm-hmm. It's a big industry. But the law that governs the $71 billion cosmetics industry is about 1.5 pages long. It hasn't been significantly updated since it was adopted in 1938. So that's more than 75 years ago. It basically gives the FDA no statutory authority to review chemicals for their safety before they enter the market. Mm. So that's why you find chemicals like the toxic trio in nail polish, because the FDA doesn't have any authority to tell companies they can't use toxic chemicals. So what we find is that cosmetic manufacturers can use virtually any raw material in a finished cosmetic product without any FDA safety testing or review. And even after the product has been or the chemical has been found to be harmful, the FDA has no mandatory recall authority.
Right.
So they can't demand that manufacturers take the toxic product off of the shelves like they can with drugs or with food.
Right. And so I want to get in a little bit back to you with the advocacy and the kind of pushing that's happening. But I want to go back to Painted Nails, the film. With us are the directors, Erica Jordan and Diane Griffin. You can see their film at Cinequest Film Festival in San Jose that's going on right now. I think there's a showing today.
5 o'clock?
Yeah.
5 o'clock and tomorrow as well.
Right.
You can also see it as part of CAMFest, the Asian American Film Festival, March 12th and March 19th. You can find more about the film at PaintedNailsMovie.com. And we are taking your calls. What do you wonder about the world of cosmetics and the safety of the cosmetics that you use every day? The nail polish, the lipstick, the eyeshadow. And it seems like they're just increasing every single day for lips. It once was just lipstick. Now you have the lipstick and the lip liner and the lip primer. I heard about that one recently. Primer, the glosses of all different kinds. What questions do you have? We're taking your calls at 866-798-8255. That's 786-798-TALK, or shoot us an email at feedback@yourcallradio.org with your experiences. And quickly, we were just hearing about these chemicals. So your main character, Van Nguyen, miscarried twice, and you met her while she was pregnant. You know, to what extent did she tie that to the chemicals? And was this the first time she was realizing this when you kind of came into her life with this documentary?
Well, Van wasn't pregnant when we first met her.
But she became pregnant during the
making of
the film.
And, you know, I think she gained awareness, you know, as the documentary proceeded. Then she started reaching out herself more and more and, you know, going to Healthy Nail Salon, collaborative meetings. You know, she ended up going to Washington, D.C., and she was one of the first women to speak out against, you know, the chemicals that she was working around.
I'm sorry, you said Healthy Nail Salon? What is that?
The Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative. It's it's an organization throughout California, I believe. Hi, Erica. Yeah.
You would probably know more about that, but they work a lot with the nail with the women and men in these nail salons to educate them on what they're working with and help them. Van has really transformed her salon since she got involved with that organization and the education that, you know, everything that she's learned about it. So, yeah, she's pretty much, I think, certified as a green salon at this point.
Green salon.
But I know that's a very complicated issue because there's still a lot of work to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's one of a few salons in the Bay Area that has a plaque. So you know when you go in there that she's taken measures to make it a safer environment for herself and everyone who comes in.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, Janet Noodleman, Green Salon, Healthy Salon. What is that and what does it take?
So the California Nail Salon Collaborative was created as an advocacy organization to help, as Diane and Erica said, the nail salons become healthier, but also to advocate on behalf of consumers and workers for safer products. So they advocate for a policy reform as well as for direct service kind of changes. So they worked with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to enact a law in 2011 that created this Healthy Nail Salon program. Mm-hmm. And so what it does is it recognizes salons in San Francisco that don't sell products with the toxic trio. And it also helps the salons to do more around better ventilation, to learn more about safer alternatives. And these salons that are healthier actually get like a certificate,
right,
or a plaque that they can,
put
they can display.
A plaque and that they can display in there.
Yeah.
Is it more expensive? Is it like organic food versus non-organic food where there is a higher cost there involved with getting, you know, the healthy nail polish versus OPI?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good question. The products that don't contain the toxic trio are not necessarily more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely is an issue of supply and demand. You know, so mm-hmm. so the more manufacturers that are demanding from their suppliers these safer products, the cheaper the products are going to be.
With more awareness,
yeah,
then.
And I've heard from a lot of the nail workers,
Erica
that
Jordan.
It's thank you, that it's hard for these for the nail salon workers to really know much about the products, mm-hmm. to really, when they go in and buy these products, it's they're not really labeled adequately to know what you're buying or not buying, and
right,
it's
so it's at the supplier's end as well to kind of have the responsibility to talk about these products, but doesn't sound like that's happening.
Right.
We are going to take a break. We are going to take your calls. Give us a call at 866-798-8255. What is your experience at your nail salon? Have you had conversations with the workers at the nail salon you go to? Do you even go to a nail salon? Do you go to one of these healthy green nail salons? We want to hear from you. Or if you have questions about the film Painted Nails, or about safe cosmetics in general. Give us a call right now. We'll take your call at the other side of the break. You're listening to Your Call.
You're listening to Your Call on KALW Local Public Radio. To take part in today's conversation, call 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-TALK. Toll free. Let us know if you're a first-time caller. We always like to hear from new voices. And if you prefer to write rather than call, you can email feedback@yourcallradio.org or leave a comment at yourcallradio.org.
And welcome back to Your Call. I'm Hannah Baba, sitting in for Rose Aguilar. And today we're talking about the safety of cosmetics, the safety of nail polish, and the new film that is out that you had the world premiere just on Saturday, right? Congratulations. Painted Nails is the film. The directors are here with us, Erica Jordan and Diane Griffin. Again, you can see their film tonight and tomorrow in San Jose as part of the CineQuest Film Festival. You could also see it as part of CAMFest, the Asian American Film Festival, March 12th and March 19th. Learn more about it at paintednailsmovie.com, and we'll have all this information up at yourcallradio.com. We also have with us Janet Noodleman, co-founder of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, which is part of the Breast Cancer Fund, where Janet is the Director of Program and Policy. We're taking your calls and emails. Let's go to an email from Pepper. Pepper has a recommendation. Pepper recommends visiting Onsen in Solano and Albany for cleaner cosmetics. She also recommends using the Skin Deep database to look up brands before you buy. And she has a question. How does Van get new products in her salon? And we were talking about these kind of new green products and the suppliers. So how does that work? Who does she work with?
Well, I know that she goes to the suppliers and they recommend products. She's mentioned that to us before. And so, you know, they're promoting certain products and not promoting others as much.
Based on what? Price?
Yeah, we really wanted to, that was part that we wanted to follow her into that whole process of her buying the products to see what that was. But we didn't actually get to that scene. But but it is a really interesting question, because how do these men and women find out about the products and what's in them and who is giving them the information? And that's great to know about a database and getting the word out, you know, and educating people on what products to buy.
Again, that was a recommendation from our listener, Pepper. Van Salon is listed as a healthy nail salon, and there are many in the Bay across California. You can visit cahealthynailsalons.org to find one near you. And we'll have that link also up at yourcallradio.org. We have a call. Let's go to Ray in Berkeley. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I had a question which kind of got answered, but the second part of my question is, have you found that these healthier nail polishes and cosmetics tend to be less frequently tested on animals?
Janet, can you address that?
Well, I think I'm not going to answer this in with empirical science, just my kind of gut response to that, and that is my familiarity with the safe cosmetics industry is that those companies that care about the toxicity of the chemicals in their products also care about animal welfare. So they tend to support not testing products on animals. And there has been a whole movement. The European Union has banned the testing of chemicals and cosmetics on animals. And I know that there's a whole movement here in the United States that's advocating for the same thing.
So for now, buy European nail polish?
Right.
You're not saying anything. You're not
Well,
it
is interesting that we understand that this will be the same companies that are making products that they sell in Europe, and it's the very same company, which this is a part I don't really understand, that then why these products can be just as safe here.
Well, it's kind of like what they can get away with here, is it not?
And that was, that was really the origin of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, was to demand that cosmetics manufacturers make the same safer products available to their American customers as they were making in the EU. Because in the EU in 2004, the European Union banned 1,100 chemicals from cosmetics. And today that number is 1,300. And that's in comparison to the United States, where the FDA has only ever banned 11. So what we were finding over a decade ago was that the big multinational cosmetics companies like L'Oreal and Procter & Gamble, Estee Lauder,
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson had one formulation for the EU and a different one for the US, and the same for OPI. And so we were like, that's nuts, you know? Why not make the safer products available here in the US? And as I had said, OPI originally said no, but we really beat up on them for about 6 months, which in, you know, the history of advocacy campaigns is really quite a short amount of time to get, you know, a bad laggard company to do what you want. But by the end of the 6 months, they were like, okay, enough. We will reformulate our products and get out the dibutyl phthalate. And what was interesting about that is Sally Hansen and Orly were kind of quietly watching this advocacy campaign, and they reformulated as well. So, you know, within the process of a year, we had the three largest nail polish companies agreeing to first get rid of dibutyl phthalate, then formaldehyde, and then eventually toluene. And they all went 3-free.
And so now they're safe?
I wanted to bring something up about that question because it's a complicated question. One is what we found, these companies that said that they were 3-free, the California Department...
3-free meaning free of the three
of
toxins.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was their marketing slogan was 3-free, and that meant 3 of dibutyl phthalate, toluene, and formaldehyde. But so DTSC, the Department of Toxic Substance Control in California, in 2012 decided to test that theory. So they tested 25 nail polishes, half of which were being marketed as 3-free, and half of those 12, I know you're not going to want to hear this, in fact, contained one or more of the toxic trio. So this is a real problem, and that is that marketing claims like natural, like organic, like 3-free are only as good as the paper they're printed on because there is no law behind them that forces the marketing claim to be true.
They can say they're doing it, but nothing holds them to that.
Yeah, and until we have federal cosmetic safety reform, we're going to continue to see examples like this where consumers and workers are really on the losing side of the equation.
Right. This is Your Call. I'm Hannah Baba sitting in for Rose Aguilar. We're talking about the safety of the makeup you put on your face, the nail polish you paint your nails with. Give us a call at 866-798-TALK, 866-798-8255. Let's go to another call. Let's talk to Jane in Corte Madera. Hi, welcome.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is a wonderful program, and after your program is over, I'm going to call. We have an independent theater in San Rafael. It's called the Smith Rafael Film Center.
That's
and
great.
I'm going to call them and find out if they would show your documentary.
Thank you.
Can they, if they call you, and what would they have to do to get you? And then I have three questions. Do you want my questions first or answer how to get a hold of your film?
Let them answer the first one first.
Well, okay, the first question is, what about pregnant women who go to have their toenails and fingernails done? It seems to me that would not be a great idea when you're pregnant, or maybe when you don't know you're pregnant, but you're trying to, and maybe you are and you don't know it. Number two, what can we, the public, do to get us in par with Europe, and what is being used instead of these terrible threes?
Well, I guess to answer, you know, if you're a pregnant woman going to a salon, you could always buy your own products. Do research about the product you're purchasing before you, you know, of course, go out and buy it.
Walk in with your nail polish?
Yeah, walk in with your nail polish, because I will say Van Salon is very ventilated, you know, and that way you know what's being put on. It's so nice to be pampered, you know, especially when you're pregnant, you know. And this film is not about getting rid of manicures, pedicures, you know, it's just about them being more safe for all of us, you know.
Because the women and men who work in these salons, you know, this is really, a lot of them really enjoy their work. You know, you know, they enjoy working with their clients, have really meaningful relationships with them, you know, that last over years. And it's a way to make a living and and be here and live in San Francisco, which is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I wanted to address getting a hold of us. Please visit our website at paintednailsmovie.com, and you can email us. And we really want to get the film out there and put it in all kinds of venues all over the world. So please do contact us.
Oh, it
We're very
be.
Open.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And I did want to point out,
Janet?
And that was such a great question. Those are all three really good questions. Clearly, the salon worker has the greatest risk because she is exposed 24/7 to these toxic chemicals. And as I said, both dibutyl phthalate and toluene are toxic to the unborn child. They can literally cross the placenta and impact the developing fetus. But dibutyl phthalate is, for example, it's a poster child of toxicity because it's toxic from the point of conception throughout puberty. And I am a mother of a six-year-old, and I have to say I was especially outraged when I found one of my daughter Lily's school-aged friends came to school with her nails painted, and the dentist actually painted her nails as a treat after she got her teeth cleaned.
The dentist painted her nails?
Yeah, so not that, I mean, I guess like the, you know, I don't know, the whatever, you know, one of the nail, or the, I'm sorry, the
what
dental.
What happened to stickers?
The dental technician. But the dentist's office, and this was a treat. And so these little girls are really just as vulnerable as the salon workers because they're going through puberty. Their bodies are in very delicate stages of development. And they then face an increased risk of breast cancer and other diseases later in life as a result of their exposure to toxic chemicals in nail products.
Mm-hmm. That's Janet Noodleman. We are still taking your calls, 866-798-TALK. If you have a question about the film, Painted Nails, the main character in the film, Van Nguyen, the directors are here with us to answer your questions, and Janet Noodleman as well from the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. I have a question about some other cosmetics that we want to talk about. But first, let's go to Mary Louise in Palo Alto. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. And thank you for this. Yeah, I really like to listen to this. I think for years and years in my life, I like to go back to the source. And so I always think about the factories, those who are working there, those who are manufacturing it. They have to smell the fumes. They have to mix different substances, and then containers and different things have to be cleaned. So, you know, to me, with especially perhaps nail polish, but lots of other things as well, I think we really need to think about that because many of these cleaning products go out into our waters in different ways. They're not always clean the way they ought to be. So I'd really like to talk about that also and have us all think about that, of the initial damage that's done in just manufacturing it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Maris. We hadn't even talked about people who actually
make
the nail polish. What kind of advocacy is happening around that? Do you know anybody? Janet?
Yeah, certainly. When we talk about workers, I mean, we're including the workers in the manufacturing plants,
okay,
at the actual laboratories that formulate the products and the salon workers. So there's a supply chain of workers as well that are really so seriously impacted from exposure to these toxic chemicals.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, as we got involved in making this film, and what connected us to the story, we realized, was our backgrounds. And for me, my grandmother was a worker in a factory and came over from Russia.
Mm.
And, you know, she worked really hard to fight for her rights in the union and creating, you know, helping to organize. And so I realized it kind of connected me back to that workers, you know, all over the world really deserve a safe place, you know, that is healthy.
And Van's story connects to that as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Even though she's from Vietnam and, you know, but
right.
it's all of our story, you know. We all need to be in a safe environment where we work. And
Diane?
You know.
And yeah, and Van deserves to go home, you know, at the end of the day and feel like she's worked in a safe environment like anyone else, right? And so when you're working around all these toxins, you know, it's really it's not a comfortable feeling. I can tell you that for her.
Has she had her baby yet?
She did. Yes, she did. Okay. That's kind of our little surprise. Come watch the film.
Oh, we will be quiet then. I am not going to deal with that. Let's go to an email from Melissa. Melissa says, one of your guests mentioned that the Toxic Trio is banned in Europe, and does that mean that nail polish purchased in Europe is safe? Does Chanel, for example, formulate different products for different markets? We already talked about that. So even a company like Chanel will make a different product for Europe than the U.S.?
You know, it's it is the reason why this conversation is so complicated is because there is no federal law that guarantees the uniformity of a safe formula. So mm-hmm. that means every manufacturer has a different policy. Okay. So, you know, so you would have
depending
to
on their conscience then. We're just relying on that.
I mean, that's exactly right. Or how successful advocacy organizations like the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics and the Nail Salon Collaborative are. But, you know, one of our major asks over the last decades of these big cosmetics companies is that they come up with one global formula. But for the smaller companies, they treat the cosmetics industry as if it's the Wild West. And they literally use any chemical they want, which is why we're seeing, you know, like formaldehyde and hair straightening products, lead and lipstick, hormone disrupting chemicals in, you know, in fragranced products, heavy metals in kids' face paint. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So let's talk about other cosmetics that you kind of deal with at the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. The kind of things women use every day. What are they? Like lipstick.
Oh my God!
Eyeliner,
lotion.
You don't even think about lotion as a cosmetic.
Well, shampoos, conditioners. Mm-hmm. So the legal definition of the word cosmetic product is anything you pour or rub on your body for purposes of beautification or personal hygiene.
So soap.
So yes, soap is considered a cosmetic product. Shampoo, conditioner, body lotion, deodorant, toothpaste. Anything.
Okay. So what are kind of the biggest offenders that we should be looking out for?
Well, you know, as I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, really nail products and hair products are the worst in terms of the toxicity of the chemicals in the products themselves. But all of these products, all of the personal care products we use every day, as well as makeup, contain toxic chemicals linked to cancer, birth defects, reproductive harm, neurotoxicity, learning disabilities, infertility, you know, I mean, really the list of chronic health effects associated with these products are endless. But remember, some of these products also cause acute reactions. I mean, certainly the nail products are a great example of that, like dizziness, you know, memory loss, respiratory problems, et cetera.
Mm. And women are also, you know, the biggest target of that too, right, of all these products.
Right, yeah. That's an interesting point as well.
That is so true, Erica. I mean, women are the biggest target, but we've done a lot of work to show that women are not the only victims of the problem, because men
Why do you have to do that?
Well, because we want men to understand that they need to be a part of the solution and be advocating for policy reform and
our
more
campaigns taken more seriously.
Accountability.
Is included?
Well, you know, it's not that they're taken more seriously. It's just we don't want men to, like, throw up their hands and say, oh, well, this is a women's problem.
Right.
And so this is a really great example. So men use this hair dye. It's called Grecian Formula 44. And on the actual ingredient label, you will see the words lead acetate. Now, lead is one of the most toxic. See, your sound engineer is nodding his head.
He has a beautiful head of just like gray hair.
He's a very handsome, silver-haired individual.
Kevin Vance.
So lead is one of the most toxic chemicals on the planet. It causes brain damage. It never goes away when kids are exposed to lead, which is why we got lead out of paint and out of gasoline. But it's still used in cosmetic products. Like, how crazy is that?
Mm. So let's go back to the film. I know
Thank
we're kind of going back and forth,
yeah.
but I wanted to kind of follow Van's story. We see in the film Van going to Washington. What was the reaction there from politicians?
Mm. Oh, well, I just want to kind of bring in, you know, after the premiere of our film, many of Van's family came up to us and said, wow, we didn't know this about Van, because she's also very shy and a humble person, right?
The advocacy, they didn't know she was like a part of the movement.
Well, they did know she was part of the movement, but I don't think they knew to what extent, you know.
And that she really stood up and shared her story in front of people that she didn't know with a translator. And people were crying after she spoke. I mean, people were really, really moved by her. And just because she was just so honest and she just told her personal story, you know, she doesn't know everything about the chemicals, but she shared really from her heart. And we're hoping that the film will have that effect, and I think it does, because it's telling this personal story, so you get to know one person and be able to connect with her as a human being and then care about this issue. Right. And we're also hoping that it is about the nail products, but it is about personal care products in general.
I just wanted to mention, too, that, you know, Van works a lot, and she has to. And her taking time out to go to Washington, D.C., by the way, it was the first vacation her family and all of them went on. Was that trip to Washington.
Because they're working all the time.
They're working, And so that was her commitment. That was a huge commitment one individual made, you know, because she's not making money during that time that she takes off.
Right. We are still taking your calls. Any questions you have about the new film, Painted Nails, or about cosmetics in general, give us a call, 866-798-TALK. I see that we have some phone lines available, so give us a call, 866-798-8255, or you can send us an email with your questions about products that you use, for example. We might have some answers for you. The email is feedback@yourcallradio.org. Diane, what impact do you really want this film to have? What do you want people to go away with?
Well, we really, you know, want people to go away with, like, start questioning, you know, the products that you're putting on your body. Go to Campaign for Safe Cosmetics website, you know, Women's Voices for the Earth. You know, get involved, because it's affecting all of us, you know. And you're going to... You know, speaking out is going to help legislate change, and we really need that change in the industry.
And, you know, I was going to ask you this, all three of you. What do you use on your bodies?
Well,
what do you use?
For myself,
this is Erica.
Yeah, I've become much more aware. And I've gone into health food stores, and they have said, you know, even in the health food stores, you know, you still have to ask a person there of really what is in the products.
That's right.
And so it's not easy. Even if you're aware of what's going on, I bought my niece some nail polish in a health food store, and it was supposedly like a natural product.
Janet's shaking her head.
I didn't really know if it was or not even. You know, I just, it's so hard to know because we don't have the labeling and there's no, like you're saying.
And there's really no federal oversight of the industry or of the problem. I do have a short list of safer nail polishes.
Okay.
You know, that I put together for today. Again, you know, for my daughter, it just makes me crazy as you see young girls, like literally younger and younger, wearing makeup. So I researched a safer kids nail polish, and there's one called Hopscotch Kids.
Okay.
And for adults, Aquarella, Anise Cosmetics, Honeybee Gardens, Kiki Pure and Simple, and Scotch Naturals. So that's a list of about a half a dozen.
Good. We'll put those up on the website as well.
There's another resource, and it's called Think Dirty. It's an app that you can use to you can actually bring it right into the store with you, because as Erica and Diane were saying, you can't necessarily walk into a natural food store and assume that all the products that they're selling are safe. So you can bring this app into the store with you, and then you can actually look up the product itself or look up the ingredients. We also have a red list of chemicals of concern to avoid on the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics website, and our website is safecosmetics.org. So you can print out that list. We're now making wallet cards, so you can contact us and we can send you a free wallet card. And then we also have lists of product categories and chemicals of concern, so you can download those lists when you're shopping for either makeup or shampoo and conditioner or nail products.
Good stuff. And in terms of your skin, are you just better off with natural oils, the coconut oil?
That's what I use. Yeah, I use coconut oil. But then again, you know, I slip every once in a while.
You slip physically, like literally you slip on the floor?
Well, no, I mean slip and I go out and buy the, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and your body is your largest organ, so the products you put on your skin really matter because you absorb those products through your skin right into your bloodstream.
And there's so many of these products nowadays, the shea butter and the argan oil, and you know, and each one is touted as being healthier than the other. So what's a person to do? Bottom line, what?
Well, you know, we say you can't – well, let me just start at the beginning. What we say is you should become a smarter shopper. Hmm. You know, do your homework so that you're buying safer products for yourselves and your family and use the resources we've talked about to do that. But at the end of the day, we can't shop our way out of this problem, and we deserve a government that protects us. Mm-hmm. So we're asking everyone to advocate for – stricter federal oversight of the cosmetics industry and ask, write your member of Congress. We have an action up on our website right now asking Congress to enact meaningful health protective federal cosmetic safety reform. So you can go to safecosmetics.org and send an email to your U.S. Senator asking for that.
Wonderful. That is Janet Noodleman, co-founder of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. We're going to have all this information on our website. Thank you for joining us today, Janet. And Diane Griffin and Erica Jordan, thank you so much. The film is Painted Nails. Again, you can see the film at the Cinequest Film Festival in San Jose today and tomorrow, or part of CamFest, March 12th and
20th.
20th?
Yes.
19 and 20. Okay, and, 19th and 20th.
And Sebastopol.
And Sebastopol.
19th.
All right. You're all over the place.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the film, and thank you all for being here. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
all
you.
The links are at yourcallradio.org. I'm Hanat Baba, and this has been Your Call. On the next Your Call, we'll revisit our conversation about the benefits of nature on our mental health. Research shows that spending time in nature enhances our mental and physical well-being, but only about 10% of teens and 5% of adults spend time outdoors. What's being done to get more people outside? How often do you spend time in nature, and what are the benefits? Join the conversation on the next Your Call with Rose Aguilar and you.
Support for Your Call comes from the listeners of KALW. To listen to past shows or sign up for our podcast, visit yourcallradio.org. Laura Flynn produces the show. Malihe Razazan is senior producer. Matt Martin is executive producer. And Rosalie Atkinson is our intern. Phil Hartman is our chief engineer. And Kevin Vance is our studio engineer. Our theme music is performed and composed by Live Human. You can email us at feedback@yourcallradio.org.